Peter Schweizer's Red-Handed exposes Communist China's Silicon Valley sympathizers. By Lucas Nolan on January 22, 2022. The New York Post recently published an exclusive excerpt of Peter Schweizer's new book Red-Handed: How American Elites Get Rich Helping China Win, which outlines how American elites, including the Silicon Valley masters of the universe, purposefully aid the communist regime of China. In his excerpt for the New York Post, Schweizer, who is a Breitbart News senior contributor, the president of the Nonpartisan Government Accountability Institute, GAI, and the best-selling author of Clinton Cash and Profiles in Corruption, focuses on how money-grabbing big tech firms have placed the privacy of their users and U.S. national security at risk in an attempt to appease China. The New York Post excerpt highlights some of the most egregious examples of U.S. tech giants colluding with China from Red-Handed, including Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg asking Chinese dictator Xi Jinping to name Zuckerberg's child. The excerpt reads, "In 2015, the Obama administration held an official state dinner at the White House for China's Xi. The East Room was decorated in peach and pink roses. The crowd included 200 elite guests from the world of government and business. Among them was Mark Zuckerberg, the young-looking co-founder of Facebook, and his wife, Priscilla, who was 7 months pregnant. When Zuckerberg finally got his chance to see the guest of honor face to face, he made an unusual request: would the communist dictator give his child his Chinese name? Xi, understandably surprised by the request, declined, saying it was too great a responsibility. Even more worrying is Google's close relationship with China. Google opened an AI research center in China in 2017, which included a small group of researchers supported by several hundred China-based engineers. The same year, China announced its artificial intelligence development plan, in which the company outlined how it would use AI to aid in the great rejuvenation of the Chinese nation." The Red-Handed excerpt reads, "Google's cooperation with China on AI research occurred the same year that the Chinese Communist Party and government laid out its artificial intelligence development plan. A report issued by the Chinese government explains that AI has become a new focus of international competition. Mastering that technology enhances comprehensive national power, and that it would lead to the great rejuvenation of the Chinese nation. Beijing has declared that passing the United States in artificial intelligence is a national priority. The work that Google is doing in China is indirectly benefiting the Chinese military," Marine General James Dunford, then chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, told a U.S. Senate committee. Then he corrected himself. "Frankly, indirect may not be a full characterization of the way it really is. It is more of a direct benefit to the Chinese military." Red-Handed also explains Elon Musk's torrid love affair with the country's communist dictatorship. After denying he would open Tesla factories in China, Musk dramatically changed his tune. According to Red-Handed, "Then Beijing rolled out the red carpet. Chinese government-backed banks coughed up $1.6 billion in subsidized loans. And the regulatory red tape to build in China was eliminated by government authorities. What surprised me is how little time it took for the regulatory process to get approved by the Chinese government," explained Ivan Su, an analyst at Morningstar Incorporated. The enormous plant was built in less than a year. Musk arrived in the country for the groundbreaking ceremony and met with top-ranking officials. 2 days later, he was meeting with Vice Premier Li Keqiang in the private compound reserved for high-ranking visitors. "I love China very much and I am willing to come here more," Musk reportedly told Li. The vice premier offered to make him a permanent resident in the country. Read more excerpts from the new book Red-Handed by Peter Schweizer at the New York Post here. Red-Handed: How American Elites Get Rich Helping China Win launches nationally on January 25. The book will reportedly contain 1,093 endnotes totaling 81 pages of source material.